escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Final roster cuts yesterday. The team will be able to put their practice squad together today with players clearing waivers. The season opens a week from Sunday in Indianapolis. And of the Marlins, who fell to the Braves 11-2, Atlanta scored 9 in the top of the ninth to break a 2-2 tie. Teams will meet for the rubber match today with the first pitch at 1:10 from Lone Depot Park. Joe, send it back to you, man.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. A lot of stuff going on, and still a lot of work. The 53-man roster is really tied in with the practice squad, and a lot of those guys that were real close, and man, we really liked you. We just had too many guys. They're either going to get picked up today, or they're going to be on the Miami Dolphins practice squad. Now, we didn't have that thing a long, long time ago. It used to be you got cut, you were done, you went back home, and they tell you, stay in shape. You may get a call. We may need you. So while you're getting that other job, and we had guys doing everything, man. We had guys who went back to school. They're in the middle of school, going back to school, and they got a call in the middle of the year. Hey, we need you. Are you in shape? Oh, yeah, I'm in great shape. And or guys that already had their degrees or were doing other jobs and working, and a lot of guys have families. And so, but now, that practice squad, man, it's a game changer for a lot of these guys. First of all, it keeps your dream alive. The team's not going to put you on that practice squad unless they think you have a chance that you can help that team down the road. So it really isn't 53. It really is about 69 guys because they're going to be with the team. Hell, our guys travel. A lot of our guys, practice squad guys, travel with the team. Sit back there with those guys. On game day, they sit back on our bus and get a chance to shoot the breeze with them. So they get to see it, man, up close and a feel of game day and going to stadiums around the country and the whole deal. So it is kind of a big day today, although, hey, I get it, man. We're all looking at the roster and how good is it? Is it good enough? And who can you be? Who can you win? And how healthy can we stay and all that stuff? And I know nobody wants to hear about the injury bug. But you can tell why by what just happened in camp. Guys are going to get hurt. Guys are going to get hurt. And you hurt, you help, you kind of hope when they do get injured, it's a couple weeks and not a season-ending injury or out for 4 or 5 weeks. And they put them on IR because that's at least 4 weeks once they're out from there. So, and they got to make some decisions on some guys still on the roster right now. Hey, how hurt are you and how long is it going to take for you to come back? Like Ashton Davis is counted as one of the safeties right now. He didn't look like he's close to coming back. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he is. But we got a lot of safeties, and it's a weird. I think we got six safeties on this team right now, and a little high for two positions and special teams and everything else. That's a big number. So, and again, probably need a running back, need another healthy running back to be on the 53. And also you got to get a field goal kicker, to come in here while Jason Sanders is getting healthy. And then the other thing, as far as the Colts go, we just, all those guys, they promised us and said they'll be back. We need to have them back. Achan, Waller, Hill, and Jackson. That's a big part of what you're counting on. Tight end, wide receiver, your number one running back, and your starting right tackle. Now, they're counting on those guys being ready to go. I was told yesterday they're counting on everybody to be ready to go next week against the Colts, those guys. And that make a big difference. That's a lot of speed on a real fast track up in against the Colts. Hey, listen, man, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know you got to go take care of business against the Colts. Daniel Jones versus Tua Tagovailoa. The Colts wide receivers versus the Miami Dolphins wide receivers. You got to win. Even if it has to be a little mini shootout, you got to win that. Daniel Jones has not played well in a game that counts in a long, long time. He got cut last year by the Giants. He goes, I want to be released. And they said, thank you. Goes to another team, sits and watches, and now comes and is the starting. Wins the starting job with the Colts. You got to win that.
I'm with you on this one, man. I told you how big I think this game is. Hey, but you know what? We're going to find out if Mike McDaniel's got anything left in the idea factory up there.
By the way, that's a great call, Woody.
He's had how many months, Joe, to prepare for this game?
I got one better than that. Out
and just he better have some serious creativity going for week one.
Mike has added more guys to his offensive staff. And I've been telling everybody this, and I haven't even asked the team. When I saw they added Bobby Slowick to this group, who was offensive coordinator for the Texans last year. And they all have a relationship, and he wanted them on here. He gave him some form of a coordinator at the end of his title. You got Bevel, Smith, and Slowick that all have coordinator titles in there, some form of it. And I look at it for one thing. We got to figure out how to get the ball back down, to your point, Woody, to your point, to throw the ball back like we did a couple years ago. I don't want to hear they figured this out. It's like they made a move, and now it's time for you to make a move back. It's a game of chess. You made a nice move. I couldn't figure it out. You win. Now I got more people to help me and figure out how. And if that means some people try to simplify, well, if we can run the ball, the safeties will come up and join the game. And I don't know if that's true, man, because they're always going to be worried. When you put your game plan against the Miami Dolphins, the first two things you're going to be worried about the most are Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, and that's not changing because their numbers were down last year. It's not changing. So, Woody, that is a great point that we'll have a lot of time to talk about, and that is figuring out to get those skinny post routes back, those slants inside where the timing – where Tua does it so well, takeoffs, corner routes, being able to throw it over the top.
I want to see the high-flying stuff, but, Joe, here's the other thing, too. Like, it's short yardage, right? It's third and two, third and three. You know, last year, it's like you're throwing a ball 5 yards in the backfield. You're pitching the ball. You're doing screen passes. You're doing those bubble screen. Like, they're doing all this garbage on these short yardage plays, and it just got so stale. It was almost like everyone knew what was coming at them last year.
It was like
late in the year.
You told the league, we can't run the football, so we have to try to get the ball outside where the guys can block in front of them and we have a chance to get a first down. I'm with you, and that is one of the reasons you went out and got a pair of 320, 330-pound offensive guards. Looks like they have made a lot more of an effort to run the football, and you now have a 225-pound strong running rookie running back that honestly, Woody, if on it, because we're half short yardage in goal line situations first week. There's going to be a third and one, right?
Yes.
There's going to be a fourth and one in really good field position, and you got a new kicker.
There always is.
So you're going to be thinking, we got to set the tone for the season. That's going to be my thought with Mike, and he's going to go put Ollie Gordon in there. We need fourth and a yard, third and a yard, and let's run it inside. We got to establish something here in week one.
You're going to be stubborn with it. You're just going to keep pounding away.
Well, you got to do some of that, Woody. You're sitting here pitching. Okay. You want to just keep going that outside stuff?
No.
Where you throw it outside?
I hope they can do it because it did not look good in the preseason.
Well,
I hope it looks different in the regular season. But again, man, you got to see a little bit of creativity from this offense. Here,
I don't
right?
think
like, this is where offensive guru Mike McDaniel needs to shine.
I don't know about all the creativity stuff that we saw a couple years ago where he faked people out and guy went in motion and came back the other way. I mean, the league has never now seen everything he does. They've had a couple years to see everything that Mike has done,
which is why it needs to be a fresh approach, right? He's got to have something left in the tank here, Joe.
So this is why I disagree with you. We did the same thing over and over again. And I'm only going by my years being there. No, I'm just telling you.
I know, but.
But, hey, this is what we do best. You can't stop it. This is what we do. It's like a team that runs the ball.
I know, but the Dolphins don't have that kind of talent that you guys have. So it's you can't really compare.
Yeah, but you're just saying, like, you want trick play. You sound like you just want a bunch of trick plays. Well, that's stupid.
I want some.
What do you think you're going to have, like, 9 trick plays a game? Come on, Woody. You're better than that.
I know. There's not going to be that many, Joe, but I don't think the Dolphins are like some, you know, uber-talented team where you can just go like the Eagles or something and just go straight at them.
Woody.
You know, straight at other teams.
Well, he's going to do motion like they did and get their guys outside
and do some things.
There needs to be some creativity, is all I'm saying. I mean, it's just.
And I want to see what kind of game Mike calls.
Just a real general creativity.
No, I just want to see what kind of game Mike calls in the opener.
Hey, Woody, at some point.
It did feel like other teams were starting to figure them out.
At some point, you have to be able, on third and one and fourth and one, run between the tackles and get first downs. You talked about all offseason. We got to get more physical on the offensive line. You wasn't by accident that you brought in two guards, and they're pretty good sized guys. Your rookie takes up two seats on the airplane. You got some big dudes. You got to be able to get some movement and pick up that yard. I'm with you, man. I like all the cool stuff when we fool somebody and they look bad and start in motion one way and go back the other.
But that's like, if I asked you what the team's identity was, what do they do well? That would be it, man. Like, they're fast. They're a fast team. They're not some smash mouth.
That's why those guys
type of team
need to get back with the big play. We can talk about all the other things and running for 130 yards a game and all that. They got to get the two guys they paid $60 million between. On the outside, they got to get those guys back in with big plays.
And the question becomes, how do you do that? Because I don't think there are any teams out there that are getting fooled. You can't just say, hey, Tyreek, go deep. No one's getting fooled anymore, man.
Well,
and by the way, that's if Tyreek is still Tyreek. That's another question mark heading into the season, right?
Not for me. I saw a guy run pair of 10 100 meters, unless you didn't believe it.
I know you did.
Did you see him? Or you heard the sign?
I saw it. Yeah,
okay.
I saw.
You kept him around because you believe he can still play.
Any question mark around him at all? Pretty limited recently.
I think once this drama with this divorce is over, things are a lot better. I mean, if you're just down on everything, I get it. You are. And that's fine because it's more than fair. But my God, man, it's you got some guys there that need to get back. You put in a full off season to work on a lot of things that should work and what people are doing against you and how you're going to counter. You had months and months to work on. I can't wait to see what it's going to look like. Tell you what else I can't wait to see is your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. I got to tell you, when it comes to South Florida Chevy dealers and the SUV family, man, it is nice. The all-new Equinox, the electric Equinox SUV, whether it's about the convenient driver tech, all the space or just a great look. Boy, your South Florida Chevy dealers has never looked better. than it does right now. Hey, by the way, and if that doesn't do it for you, check out the 2025 Traverse. We like to say it's just a little brother to the Tahoe, just a little bit smaller, but man, it's got everything. It's so much room and a great look. That turbocharged 2.5 liter engine gets you better performance. Really got everything you could ever want. Right over to Tahoes and Suburbans for the big boys. If you just need unlimited space for you and the family to get around, check it out, man. Chevy was going to tell you, SUV families never look better than it does right now. Right over to Silverado Trucks, man. Legendary Silverado Trucks. Four strong options. It's like we've made a truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. And if that means working 5, 6, 7 days a week, and that's how you make a living with that truck, Silverado's ready to work with you every day. Hey, take a test drive. You got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. You're going to have a great experience. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Man, there's some things in football. I'm sorry if I'm sounding like I'm 200 years old. But at some point on this offense, and we try to figure out what it's going to look like, first of all, I go where the money goes. And you paid your quarterback and those two wide receivers a lot of your salary cap. And that's got to be a big part of this offense overall. And the second thing that's never going to change, no matter what kind of offense you run, 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1, especially with a backup field goal kicker, and you're not real sure that you got to be able to get that yard. And I'm not talking about getting creative by throwing it out wide to one of your speed guys, and you just got to be able to run it. Now, my number one choice would be Ollie Gordon II. At 6'2", 225 pounds, it looked like the other night, he was like, man, everybody's hurt. I'm going to show these friggin' guys I should get carries in that first game.
Can I just pose a question
to you? No, I'm not done. I'm not done before you get going here again about 20 trick plays you want to run.
I'm just asking you what if they can't do it?
Woody, they have to do it. Woody, this is not, well, we tried it once. A guy shot through. Linebacker shot. Look at. You talked about this 3rd-and-1 and fourth and one and 3rd and 1.5 and 3rd and inch has been a problem for a while. I know we don't run quarterback sneak. Okay. You got to be able to hand the ball off. Or why do we move up in the second round to get a guard? And why do we go out and the one guy we paid money to was the right guard? Like, you got to be able to run the football. You got to be able. I'm not
I'm
saying 5 or 6
you
yards.
If you can't. If it's just.
Oh, my
because
God.
Joe, you've spent how many months now have you spent talking about the offensive line and it's
they
not good
knew
and the depth and
they
all that?
Knew I'm talking about the guys they have right now. Now you're throwing out a ton of things. I'm not talking about the 8th and 9th guys on the offensive line running. I'm talking about the guys they have right now.
Okay.
You got to be able to get that. You got to be able to get a yard. If you don't, it's going to be a long season.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just throw it out in the flats and go, oh, we didn't fool them. They were ready for it.
Someone suggested the Wildcat.
We don't have Ricky and Ronnie back there. Let's start with that.
You could have A-Chan and Ollie.
There's a lot of different parts. That's a really good idea.
A lot of these teams you're talking about, they, you know, most teams have a quarterback that can sneak for a yard. You can't run a QB sneak. It's out
oh
of the
my
playbook.
God!
It's
so now you're right.
The Dolphins.
You're right. We don't run it. We don't.
So if you
do
got
that.
4th and inches, you can't. Put him under center and say,
what are you trying to say? It
engine.
Doesn't, my answer doesn't change. Hand the frigging ball off. Hand it off. I'm not even like Tyreek. Give it to A-Chan. If you want to give it to A-Chan. If you think the defense might be thinking, oh, A-Chan's in there. They might try to get us isolated one-on-one and a little pass route out in the thing. Hand it off to him. He wants to show everybody he can run short yard. You got to be able to run it at some point. Listen, I love creativity, but at some point, creativity, you got to run between the tackles and you got to find some guy in there and a double team block if need be with a fullback leading through there in end goal and get it and get a yard and get a half a yard.
Texas said we haven't been good at short yardage since Lusaka Polite. I was much younger then.
By the way, that was that guy was automatic. I just saw him. But
did you?
Yeah, he was in town. That was automatic. Lusaka Polite was unbelievable.
Somebody said, I think a big missing element of the 3rd and 1 and 4th and 1 is the fact that we can't and won't use a QB sneak.
Look, would it be nice?
They know, by the way, like, here's the thing. They know the play that's coming at them. Not that it matters, but, like, they know the play that's coming on 4th and 1, which is why I think Mike has tried all these different, you know, gimmicky things, but they know what's coming. That's a handoff.
Okay.
To the running back because your quarterback can't do it.
So, you're right. He's not going to do it. Mahomes doesn't do it. He got, remember, he almost hurt his knee. They don't let him do it anymore.
He hurt his knee, remember?
Yeah, he hurt his knee. Yeah. He missed a game. Did he miss a game?
I think he dislocated his kneecap and missed one game.
He blew his knee out completely and missed one game.
Yeah, well, they patched up his ACL.
Between he and the guy in Buffalo.
Yeah, high ankle
got
sprain.
A concussion and tells the doctor, shut up. Yeah. You want to lose your job? I'm going back in there. Now, give me my damn helmet. Yeah, now, get out of my way.
He's
I don't miss.
The same rehab program, yeah.
Yeah, and Tua's not going to turn into Hurts.
I know.
The two best quarterbacks.
But you will admit that it doesn't help.
Yeah, but
he's the only quarterback in the NFL that can't.
That's not true. That's not true.
Well, he's the only quarterback in the NFL that you're scared every time he takes a hit. Where you're like, brace.
Okay, you switched it again. You switched the topic. You're the best at this. I can't keep up the topics. You just keep going.
He's the only quarterback in the NFL that can't take a hit.
We're talking about short yardage running. Now you're talking about him dropping back, not taking a hit. Is there anything else you want to throw in here to try to make a point? Woody, you got to be able to run the football. We can't. Okay, well, it's a new year. Maybe you can. You got to try it. The best thing they did, that first drive, they got stuffed. I was so glad. Like, keep running. And Mike goes, no, we're going to keep running. Stuffed again. Keep running it. We're going to keep running this thing. And we got to learn that we got it on short yardage and goal line. If we need a foot to a yard or a yard and a half, we got to be able to get it. And by the way, didn't get on 3rd down. Let's go. Go it again. 4th down.
Here's a couple more. Why don't they change the QB on 4th and short? You can play the defense's mine. They don't really have like a running
but that then that takes away when you do I don't
think anyone's gonna be like really scared if Zach Wilson comes rolling out there. So instead of until McDaniel is gone, this team's going nowhere. There you go.
There's a good one before the year starts and he's getting ready to start as the head coach.
Someone wants to ask, are we bringing Restrepo home? I'll fire up the jet.
I saw Restrepo got cut in. Mm-hmm. Now I'll tell you what, it wasn't from lack of Cam Ward doing everything he could, man.
Yeah.
Talk to him and So he had a good, he was mini camp. I saw him at a wedding. Yeah, he's had a good mini camp. And man, you know, hopes he, you know, and it's a tough one.
Here you go, Joe. This guy says in one breath, Joe says we need to rely on our money guys, Waddle, Hill, and two. And then in another breath, he says we need to run the ball up the middle. How many times did we try and fail? Stop saying we need to. If you can't, you can't.
How do you know in a new year? It was last year, number one. We couldn't throw the ball down the field last year either. I brought up two positions. You got two new guards you brought in. You paid one the most money. You didn't give out a lot of money in free agency. James Daniels got the most. And Savainaya, who you took in the second round. You moved up and lost a lot of draft picks to move up and get him at 37. You got to be able to run the friggin' football.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing about, well, we couldn't do it the last 3 years, but we can't do it again this year. And more than that, now you guys get me just friggin' fired up out of this friggin' world. Guys, we're paying two guys on the outside a lot of money. That team has said, hey, how important, they go, these are franchise players. We're going to extend one and give the new one a new contract on the other side. Somebody a lot smarter than me that understands passing games and what people are doing. And the two deep has been around forever and it's not going anywhere. You work around the two deep. You got to get those two guys. Somebody smarter than me needs to figure out. A guy by the name of McDaniel, Smith, Bevel, or Slowick needs to figure out mm-hmm. how to time up some routes and create some skinny post to deep crossing routes that they run, to corner routes, to takeoffs, to dropping the ball between a safety and a corner, and set some people up doing it, catch people in man-to-man off of blitz, all those things. We got to go to break here.
We got our first Hire Gruden text of the morning.
There you go. Hey, so I will tell you, for Hire and Fire, it's not going to happen a week and a half before the opener. No? I know that. I don't know a lot.
What about over the weekend? You don't think they?
No, I know. I know we got some Gruden Corona love out there, and we also have Fire Mike. It's not going to happen a week and a half before the opener against the Colts. I don't know a lot, but I know that he's safe, and so is Chris. If you're on the Chris Greer thing, Chris is safe too for the Colts game.
For the Colts game. And then are we week to week after that?
No. Not
day
for
to
a
day
while.
Or week to no, month
no.
to month?
No, week day month to day month. To week month to week. Month to month. Let's call it maybe. Month to month. Maybe that. All right. Hey, listen, we've got more stuff to
you
get
sound
to
fired
here.
Up. You are fired up this morning.
I just, like, I don't want to hear excuses, number one, for the offense at all.
If you hear too deep, you're going to be upset.
Would you?
Will that bother you?
Are you tired of hearing about too deep that's course. Been around since 1926? Guys that are. Played the game when it started. Somebody created two deep. Where two safeties split the field.
Is that in the original
It's not something
playbook?
Brand new. Yes, the original one that just sold in at the card store the other day for $900,000.
I feel like I almost need to ask you, like, how did Marino do with the two deep? Just to really put the cherry on top.
He threw about 350 touchdowns against two deep.
Yeah. Someone and, also asked about the QB sneak with him. I guess he didn't run that very much.
I don't remember Danny running the
That wasn't a big sneak. Play in that time, though, was it?
I just think it counts on who you have.
Yeah.
If you got a guy that's more of a physical and a guy that's more of a running quarterback, you probably ran it. But if you had a guy that can drop back in the pocket. And
But guys are better athletes at the quarterback position now, though. Just in general, right? I mean, there's not a ton of, like, statue pocket passers anymore.
Yeah, guys are overall better athletes, yes, to your question. I'd think about it for a sec, yes. But for every one of those, you know. We had a lot of guys when I played, like Elway and Marino could have played Major League Baseball. You know, it's just, it's a different time.
I'm going to lighten the mood with some headlines when we come back, okay?
Oh, is it that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you need to take a breather.
Well, I got people telling us that are a little soft. Well, we can't run it. So it's a week and a half before the open. You're telling me you can't run the football? How about let them try first before you decide? We can't run it. Matter of fact, we need a new coach. We're going to play the game. This is who we have. Well, we can't throw the ball down the field. Well, we could for the first couple years. And they tried everything and it didn't work. Doug, kind of like talking about Baptist Health South Florida for just a second here. Man, I love talking about Baptist Health South Florida and their sports medicine program. Where do the pros go, Joe? I got to see those doctors. I go Inter Miami, the Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. FIU and FAU all have those great doctors, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Those teams trust to take care of them every day, not just the team doctors, but top specialists for the knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement and Achilles. I'm telling you right now, we are talking top-notch doctors. And listen, sooner or later, the reason I bring it up to you, we're all going to get injured. If we're competitive, right, and you play a little too hard, you know sooner or later the one thing for sure is going to happen, we're all going to get injured. But it's nice to have Baptist Health South Florida and that sports medicine program throughout Dade and Broward County for you. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. One go every day. Even before this Colts game in 10 days and you've already quit on the team, you can go there and get healthy quickly with the great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, I need a little break from too deep and goal line and short yardage problems. Right. Thank you so much, man. What do you got for me?
I kind of want to read some of these texts here. They're just kind of funny. 772 just sent in Hire Gruden number two. I think you want to be text number two.
Oh man.
He also,
you know how a guy fought. Yeah.
Joe is getting very frustrated at me because he is coming to the realization that Tua has a very, 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 he said very three times, limited playbook. So having no O-line, we're screwed. Anyway, let's get to the headlines. I need your headlines to survive this morning, man.
I'll be fine. We can get back in the second half of this show with some of that stuff.
How much more your Dolphin heart can take here, so let's keep moving.
That's taken, taken the last 50 years. What the hell? A couple more.
NFL Sunday ticket, Joe, if people are looking to get in here before the season starts, they have a very convenient monthly payment plan that you can get on here. So the price to start, if you want to pay for the full thing up front,
what is it, 4.5, 5 months? Okay.
$276, that is for a new user with a YouTube TV subscription. So you got to sign up for YouTube TV, and then you can buy it for that. $378 for returning users. God. Or, Joe, you could divide it into four monthly plans. That'll be $85 for new users per month, or $115 a month for returning users. And that, again, will get you through the season there.
So it's one of those like, God, that's getting expensive, man. I'm not okay. We have to do it because I want to watch the frigging games.
That is tough, man.
That and the apps.
You got to buy that and all the apps, you got to be in for near a G for the full season, right? Because you have to have YouTube TV to get that too. So you pair that with, you need,
by the way, Woody, do I have YouTube TV? I don't think I do.
I don't think you do. I think you're still an Xfinity guy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you need the option to buy those videos late night.
By the way, I want every guy to go home that has their wife do everything and takes care of the bills and go, how much are we spending on all these different apps?
To be honest, it's probably best you don't know, because I think you'd puke if you found out. I get emails, I think every week, that tell me Netflix went up in price.
Really?
Every single week. They're good for a price increase every six or seven days. All right, Joe, here, I know you were part of this viewership here. The final round of the Tour Championship on NBC saw a huge growth in their viewership, 4.49 million viewers.
I was there.
Tommy Fleetwood.
I was there for Tommy.
Yeah.
Man, Tommy's a likable guy.
How about that, man?
What a likable dude, man. He won his first PGA tournament win, like 165 tries, and he wins the biggest purse they have, $10 million. It's beautiful. Everybody's waiting for him. You know why everybody stayed around? Because he's been there before, and that back nine on Sunday has not been his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he came through.
You may not know this, but I think Liv had an event on Sunday as well.
I did not know that.
Well, most people didn't, because they had a shade over 400,000 viewers.
Yeah.
For their viewership.
So hey.
Not all that great.
They got a great deal. They make a lot of money. They work 3 days a week. The tournament's only a three-day tournament. And they can go in shorts and T-shirts. It's loud. Everybody's getting hammered that goes to it. It's a completely different event.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, some of their best players have lost their mojo. Not nearly as good as they were when they were playing on the other tour.
The event was in Michigan, and John Rahm won. So
Johnny Rahm.
Yeah, Johnny Rahm. All right, Joe, let's get to some food news here. Hostess is recalling Ding Dongs due to potential mold contamination.
You can't mess with it. Ding Dong's been around forever.
I know.
That was with the chips and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or a bologna and cheese sandwich growing up in that bag I got every day.
So this is the recall here, Joe, on the Ding Dong single serve, the Ding Dong family pack as well has been affected by this.
I didn't know the Ding Dongs are still around.
You got to get to a grocery store, dude.
I just thought after all these years, they were
stuff there. They have like the Ding Dongs, the Star Crunch, the Twinkies.
Twinkies still around?
Of course they have Twinkies.
Twinkie been around for 90 years.
I don't think that's cream that they use in those things. It's like lard, isn't it?
I thought of that.
I don't think they're exactly healthy, I guess, is what I'm saying. But
nothing was healthy. Come on.
But especially these ones, Joe. They say they have best buy dates from August 30th to September 3rd. And I think they can kill you if you eat one. So
I'm sure we had ours were outdated. They never affected us. I don't know. Maybe it's different stuff in there now.
Well, they say a Twinkie's supposed to last forever. Isn't that the whole thing?
I think so. That's the one. You could leave it, not eat it, and go, oh, I still have it from that bag you gave me like 3 weeks ago, Mom. I'll grab it.
Remember someone had like an original Twinkie, and it was like up for auction or something? Like a no. sealed original Twinkie?
We can turn it into a collectible?
It might be. You never know. All right, one more here, Joe. We can all sleep easy because Cracker Barrel, I don't know if you saw this.
I love Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
I love it. If I'm not worried about kale, I want that gravy, those biscuits, eggs over easy, a big piece of ham. Oh, mm-hmm. Just load it up, Woody.
They changed their logo temporarily here, Joe, and people were just outraged. They changed it back yesterday. So
what was it? I don't know. I don't know the story on this.
Well, there's a guy sitting next to a barrel.
Okay.
They took the guy out of the logo and just said Cracker Barrel. Now it says Cracker Barrel with the guy again.
I would have never known. When I go to eat there and I'm starving, yeah. I'm usually hungover from because I used to go there when we were in Gainesville with my daughter. And she goes, where do you want to eat on our way home? I go, come on, you know where we're going, Mrs. Rose. Mm-hmm. Cracker Barrel.
I like the chicken and dumplings there. You said you're not a fan of those. That's like their signature item.
And I couldn't get out of that little shop while you have to wait.
That thing's cool.
They get you and they're like, oh, can I get this?
They sell candy in there.
They got it. Oh, they got some old school candy stuff in there.
They have gummy peaches. Yes. You like good gummy peach?
I like to rock out in front too. I go, let me know when we're up. I'm going to rock in that little chair in the front there. Took me back to the dairy farm. Took me back to the dairy farm, man. Where is that dairy farm now? Sold it, man. Looks like crap. All right. Hey, listen, we've got a lot more stuff.
Thank you to the texters this morning, by the way. I guess we can't read them all, but I'm entertained.
Oh, good. That's good. I'm glad you are.
Hey, especially the ones that are, you know, talking about what we were talking about the previous segment.
Which one? Not goal line and short yardage
and 2D. No.
Which one were we talking about before?
I don't want to bring it up again because I'm trying to get you to Poupart without
the... Alan Poupart, Miami Dolphins on SI.com and host of All Dolphins Podcast.
You going to ask about that stuff?
Yeah. Right. By the way, I got to tell you something about Alan Poupart for those of you. And I tell him this all the time.
Okay.
And I do play tennis with him like...
He's a good player, right?
He is a good player.
Okay.
That guy's been around the team since the 80s. He goes back to the original Dolphins Digest. He's been with newspapers, and he's really good at what he does. He's going to join us, and we'll talk to him about those things. Right now, though, I want to talk about something really cool, man. Sometimes you just get something that's really cool that you really like to get. It's Cliggy's Carts, featuring the Royal EV golf carts, 48 and 72-volt lithium battery options. They're designed and engineered to be the leader in quality and safety with aluminum frames, which means they never rust. The safety features are fantastic. I got to tell you, nice and fast. If that's important to you need to get around. I'm just telling you, nobody makes anything like them, not for that price. Nobody comes close to a Cliggy's Carts. Now, they're in Palm Beach. I want to tell you about the showroom because I want you to go up there before you buy one. I don't care if you're down in South Dade, West Broward, I don't care where you are up on the north side of Jupiter. You got to go to Cliggy's Carts and see what they've done. It's amazing. And adjustable front seat and all over their 6-seat models. It adjusts. No one else offers that. Custom paint job they'll do. If you got a favorite team, but after you buy it, you go, oh, I want that one. And can you do it in dolphin colors? Yeah, no problem, man. I'm telling you, they do it all. Sound bars, LED lighting, Cliggy's Carts located next to Okeechobee Steakhouse on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. I'm telling you right now, before you get that new golf cart you've been talking about, you got an old one, it's always dead, and it doesn't work, it's not big, and the kids tell you they don't want to play golf in it, they want to have a cool Cliggy's Carts. Call 877-CLIGGY's, K-L-I-G-G-Y-S, or visit CliggysCarts.com, Cliggy's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.